November the 1st, 2014, 8:57 a.m. on a train in Halifax Station, just pulling out of it actually. I'm on my way to Preston to see my mum and my brother. People around Preston. To be honest, the main reason actually I'm going is an exchange of games. Well, not an exchange, I borrow. My brother's lending me several PS4 games. If he's remembered to bring them with him. But it's also a good excuse to kind of meet up with my mum and my brother and just spend some time, me and them. And it'd be nice to kind of compare notes on things like my dad and how my daughter's doing and all stuff like that. A bit of adult time, a bit of time away from the house and all the craziness. I don't think there will be a lot of craziness in Preston because my mum's on about going seeing some steam fair. She's got an idea that me and my brother would somehow enjoy going on some steam train through the Ribble Valley, which sounds utterly dreadful, but to be honest, I'm the sort of person I will, if it means I get to spend time with other people and maybe learn a thing or two, I'm happy to try stuff that's kind of outside my interests and outside my comfort zone, which segues me quite clumsily onto the main thing that's inspired me to do a boo while I'm on a train, and that is I've just listened to Grey and Black 73 Cats, Hope You Are Well Guys, boo about talking about gaming. And Graham, I've got to admire you. Graham mentioned that one of the reasons why he doesn't particularly talk a lot on Audio Boo about things like gaming is because he's got consideration for his audience, which is admirable, because I don't give a monkeys. I honestly could not care less. When I do a boo about a niche topic, I like wrestling, for example. My hope is that people listen because they think, oh, that's something I don't know anything about. Oh, hold on, ticket check.
Cheers, thank you.
Oh, of all the times for the inspector to check the ticket, eh? I've completely lost my train of thought with that. I was just saying, I hope that people listen to my kind of niche booze, maybe to just learn something. That's why I listen to lots of booze from a variety of people. Like Graham said, Audio Boo is a broad church. And, well, it is nice to kind of post booze that would interest pretty much everybody. I've got to admit to being a bit more selfish. I do this mostly for myself, because I want a record. I just want things to be on the record of how I was in this moment and at this time and what I was interested in at that time. Oh, look, someone made a three-hole golf course on their back garden. See, like that. So yeah, that's my thoughts about that. I would in no way kind of want to almost ask my fellow audio booers for permission to talk about something. For example, I've got a cracking audio idea for an audio boo coming up soon about cavity wall insulation. Would people be interested in hearing about that? No, there's no way. I don't give a monkeys if people aren't interested in hearing about that. That's what. If I wanted to talk about cavity wall insulation, then that is what I would talk about. If no one listens to it, you know, sad times. But I honestly couldn't give a monkeys if they don't. Maybe that says something about me. Maybe I'm just not a considerate and thoughtful person. When it comes to those closest to me, I suppose I am. considerate and thoughtful. But to the rest of the general public, really, I couldn't give a monkeys. That's not saying that I don't care about my fellow audiobook community. I do, and that's why I listen, and that's why I love it. And it does matter what people think and what they say and what they ask. And if anyone does engage and ask a question or wants to know more, then or sends me a direct boo, then I'm always happy to reply. So that's kind of how you'll hear from me. Yeah, I'm done on that. But I just want to kind of talk about, well, last night actually, Halloween. And I can't think of a nice way of segueing into it while I'm sat on a train. So I'll just chat about Halloween for a minute. I'm a bit kind of bipolar when it comes to Halloween. When I was walking around Morrison's yesterday getting some shopping, and some of the staff were all dressed up in their Halloween gear, I was a real kind of Scrooge of Halloween, like, bah, humbug, what a bunch of idiots dressing that way when they're at work. I know they're just trying to break the monotony of their day, though. But I don't know, for some reason it really annoyed me that there was a woman in the freezer aisle stacking fish fingers while dressed as Beetlejuice, you know? Plus I hate all of that ghouls and ghosties and otherworldly occult stuff, because I just think it's all a load of garbage. I've been really unhappy with the Archers lately, where they've had characters who are otherwise generally sensible people doing silly kiddie things like hosting seances and whatnot. Sometimes the Archers is supposed to be like a tale of modern country folk and country life, and it's good. But then they do silly, like, yokel things like, this big developer who's going to put a road for our village, let's chuck a rock in his head, or let's go and have a seance. It's just ridiculous country bumpkin stuff that, I don't know, you wouldn't expect from a programme that's trying to take a modern look. The Archers at the moment are kind of with them building this big new road, this Route B, is very NIMBY. And in fact, a character on the residents of Ambridge, NIMBYs. See, another thing, very specific, probably of interest of only one or two people, but if you are not listening to The Archers, you definitely should. It's the best soap on... Well, not on telly. it's the best soap in existence at the moment. Everyone should listen to it. And if ever I find people I can talk to about it, that would make me very happy. I think Fee listens to The Archers, but Fee don't. But I'd be surprised if she's listened to this entire book. Halloween. So yeah, I am a bit of a Grinch when it comes to Halloween. But then, Halloween night, last night, from 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock, I opened my house to trick-or-treaters. The gate was open. I opened the porch door. I turned all the lights on. I opened the curtains. Happy, happy, welcome trick-or-treaters. None came. So at 8 o'clock, the house was shut, the lights were off, the door was barred, visitors begone. I don't know, I just try to be nice to the local community, because you never know, in a year or two's time, my daughter might want to go out there and have a go at trick-or-treating. And although I hate Halloween generally, if it's something she's interested in, I'm not gonna stop her. If that's the norm for her, then that's the norm for her, isn't it? I've got to get with it. But the nice part of Halloween was kind of settling in as well. Once the house was locked up and watching a few scary things on telly, I actually watched the Hannibal TV series. I watched the first 4 episodes of that. Fantastic. Not very scary, but very, very gripping and thrilling. Good characters, so I'm definitely going to be sticking to that one. I suspect I'll get through the first season by the time the half term's through. But anyway, on to a less scary day of walking around Preston and seeing steam trains and chatting to my mum and brother and being excited about getting home so I could play the PS4 games I've borrowed. See you on the other side.